The Modern Black Man Podcast.
In 2024, I make more money independently than I was making as a salaried employee. In 2024, I look back of everyone that I tried to include in my plan in 2021, 2022, 2023, and I'm grateful for everyone that made a contribution. I can see the mistakes that I made and not appreciating some of the people that were willing to follow my lead, the people that I was critical of, the people that I was dismissive of, the people that I didn't give enough love. Alexa, define paranoia.
Paranoia is a mental condition marked by delusions, the misinterpretation of external events or people's intentions, and a sense of being under surveillance. This can lead to disturbances in consciousness and behavioral changes that are often perceived as aggressive but are, in fact, a result of the person's perception of threat.
Alexa, define humility.
Humility is the quality of being humble, which means having a modest opinion of oneself. It involves being respectful towards oneself and acknowledging one's limitations. It is also about not thinking too highly of oneself.
These are very important terms for the conversation that we're going to have. In 2021, I made a very conscious decision to live a more humble lifestyle. I made a conscious effort in my relationships with other people to be humble and not feel as if I understood any possible jealousy, animus, or envy. It took less than a month for me to connect, or rather feel the impact and see the effect of deep jealousy in people that were too close to me. People that I knew better than connecting with, and people that I should have cut out of my life. Unfortunately, at the beginning of this transition, I felt that personally, professionally, I was paranoid. And that these people weren't jealous of me, but I was just thinking too much of myself. I was assuming that I knew, and this wasn't reality. And like the story I'm going to share with you, I made all of the wrong decisions with all of the wrong people. I'm going to go into some detail about where these bad relationships began and how I found myself in the lion's den. On the other side of the journey, my confidence is returning, and I shouldn't have put myself in that situation, but I was very desperate for humility from a spiritual, personal, professional standpoint, and I was wrong. I got with people that wanted to exact revenge on me, and I made myself vulnerable for them to exact revenge. Let's start with a professional relationship. This is pretty crazy, but I'm gonna wow right now. I'm gonna wow out a little bit because I don't give a fuck about some of these people. I had a relationship with someone and befriended their closest associates. I felt that professionalism trumps personal relationships, and I was wrong. I was very wrong, and I saw firsthand the lack of professionalism from these people and their direct desire to undermine me and to harm me professionally. Personally, I wanted to reconnect with family that was jealous, family that was dismissive, family that was disloyal, and family that I was prepared to punish. But at this point, I had gotten closer to God, and the concept of mercy appealed to me. I was wrong. And socially, I was, again, doing and being open-minded, sharing my platform with people that had personal vendettas against me, personal relationship with my enemies, and I allowed them to undermine me, and I allowed them to degrade socially what I had built years prior. I say all this because I know there's someone out there listening and on their journey that will likely be in the same position, because I know I'm not the first person to fall victim, and I know I will not be the last. And I'm not gonna say that relationships don't matter, because there's nothing more important than relationships. But you have to realize when people aren't committed to you, they aren't loyal to you, they don't value you, jealousy dwells in the hearts of men. And no matter how good or well-intentioned you are, you'll be affected by their ill will, their ill thoughts, their ill feelings, their vendettas, unless you protect yourself, which I had prided myself on, because I knew not to provide access to certain people. I was told from spiritual advisors, personal friends, professional mentors that open-mindedness and humility were missing. And in doing everything opposite of myself, I was attacked several times, several ways. But these attacks have made me significantly more resilient, more creative, and they've possibly led to my greatest financial gain. At the end of this parable, I just want to support someone who's in a similar situation and confirm that burning bridges provides security. Whether it's the mental peace that's experienced from the lack of threat, the security and the consistency that you have with independence from foe, it's worth more than experimenting in possibly challenging nature. I'm keeping the conversation as simple as I can because a lot of words really aren't needed. They didn't fuck with you then, they don't fuck with you now. And if you haven't learned your lesson, they'll do it again. People are no more flawed today than they were in the time of Jesus. And anyone that reads the Book of Wisdom can see all of this wrapped up pretty neatly in Jesus' last moments when he's surrounded by the people that he teaches and shares his knowledge with. And he knows they're going to betray him. He doesn't confront as much as he discloses, and he says that you will betray me. He discloses that he knows they will deny him. He discloses that he knows they distrust him. He discloses that he's aware of the jealousy within their hearts. And he continues acts of kindness for and around them. This fills my soul with joy because I can be certain and confident that the burden of being Jesus is not mine. And just like Rick Ross said, God forgives. I don't. I learned that memories with your family are always going to be your strongest memories. So hold on to those good times. Enjoy positive interactions when you have them, because in many cases, they won't last forever. Your family can be wrong, just like we or you can be wrong. And the relationship can disintegrate. And you could literally spend the rest of your lives separated, departed, because of bad communication, misunderstanding. And no matter how much you want to fix it, you have to realize that people feel. And sometimes nothing can be harder for an individual than to shake their feelings, their misconceptions. Making it worse is when there's new generations and new souls. And you look at the relationship that was broken at a young age, and you see that that person has children that are older than you were when your relation was broken. Your connection was changed. And sometimes you have to accept there's nothing you can do. And sometimes you're confronted with the reality that no one lives forever. No one lives on this plane of existence in eternity. And when those people die and your relationship is no longer the relationship from your good memory, it's not about blaming as much as it is about accepting the new world. Professionally, my life was changed and my heart has never been the same since I felt personally responsible for someone's demise. Death is a powerful topic, and it's one that successfully can't be talked about alone. Undertakers need several people to be effective in all of the many things that they do. Because death is the only thing that goes beyond life. Death is not succeeded in the living. I'm grateful for my experiences, and I'm even more grateful for the relationships that I've replaced my bad ones with. But combining all of this anguish with physical pain, disease, displacement and distrust, disdain is now what I defeat.